Friday, February 28th. First reading from Sirach chapter 6, verses 5 through 17. A kind mouth multiplies friends and appeases enemies, and gracious lips prompt friendly greetings. Let your acquaintances be many, but one in a thousand your confidant. When you gain a friend, first test him, and be not too ready to trust him, for one sort is a friend when it suits him, but he will not be with you in time of distress. Another is a friend who becomes an enemy and tells of the quarrel to your shame. Another is a friend, a boon companion, who will not be with you when sorrow comes. When things go well, he is your other self and lords it over your servants. But if you are brought low, he turns against you and avoids meeting you. Keep away from your enemies. Be on your guard with your friends. A faithful friend is a sturdy shelter. He who finds one finds a treasure. A faithful friend is beyond price. No sum can balance his worth. A faithful friend is a life-saving remedy, such as he who fears God finds. For he who fears God behaves accordingly, and his friend will be like himself. Haydock Commentary. Only few are capable of being your confidant, yet we must have peace, if possible, with all. Aristotle commends this maxim of Hesiod, neither to have too many intimate friends, nor to be without any. A friend ought to be chosen with judgment. It is too late to try him after he has been received. Plutarch says, one must try much before a companion be chosen, that he may be afterwards preserved. Solon says, possess not friends quickly, but those whom thou hast obtained, reject not with disgrace. Cicero says, true friendship is a kind and perfect agreement in all divine and human affairs. Religion must be the foundation of friendship. Pliny says, the closest alliances being broken produce the most bitter enmities. A true friend will not cease to give good advice for eternity. Even in this world, nothing can be more advantageous. Cicero says that a friend is more necessary than fire and water. He also says, friendship can subsist only among the virtuous. The Gospel from Mark chapter 10, verses 1 through 12. Jesus came into the district of Judea and across the Jordan. Again crowds gathered around him, and as was his custom, he again taught them. The Pharisees approached him and asked, is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife? They were testing him. He said to them in reply, what did Moses command you? They replied, Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her. But Jesus told them, because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate. In the house, the disciples again questioned Jesus about this. He said to them, whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her, and if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. Haydock Commentary. Moses allowed this because of the hardness of their hearts and to prevent the excesses they would otherwise have committed with regard to their wives. But from the beginning of the world it was not thus. For then God only formed one man and one woman, that they might be exclusively and invariably attached to each other.